Well, many consumers are increasingly concerned in the safety of their food.
There have been a number of polls in recent years that have repeatedly shown consumers are very concerned about the safety of the food they purchase and their trust in government and food companies to assure that food safety is taking place has diminished as well. But more importantly, progress on reducing foodborne illness has stalled.
That's Chris Waldrop of the Food Policy Institute, who says over the past several years, a large number of nationwide outbreaks linked to common everyday foods has heightened the consumer concern, as well as demonstrated holes in the food safety system. And Waldrop says every 10 years, the federal government has set goals to reduce the incidence of foodborne illness, with a current goal slated for this year. However, it's not looking promising.
Just looking at some of the main foodborne pathogens, we did actually meet the goal for reducing E. coli illnesses in 2004, but we have been unable to sustain that success, and those numbers have gone back up. The incidence of Campylobacteriosis has not declined since 2002. The incidence of Salmonella has remained the same since 2003 and is now actually twice as high as the national health objective for 2010. And the Listeria objective was actually bumped back to 2005 in the Clinton administration, and we've now failed to meet that objective for 4 years. So the progress, we are not making good progress on foodborne illness, and that has really stagnated since 2004.
So the question goes back to how we can meet those goals, and Waldrop says he believes we need to start by addressing three key issues.
First is, I think we need to modernize the laws that govern both FDA and FSIS. We also need to sufficiently fund the federal agencies and really grow the pie for food safety. And then finally, third, I think we need to invest in gathering more and better data.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.